Coleman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, and here she is, Lady X. I mean, this is the finest tracksuit I've seen in 2018 thus far.
Yeah, no. Sis, velvet on velvet.
I want to touch it.
I want to touch me. Yeah. You want to caress me.
I want to touch this. I've, for a very long time, wanted something velvet in my wardrobe, and then I remember you have to be able to pull it off.
Yes, you do. You do. You definitely
do. So it would sit there, and then I would put it on, and then everyone would be like, "What are you trying to do, bro?"
It's all about having the confidence.
You kill it.
You just got to bring it.
You got a silver sort of velvet. It's not a tracksuit, though, because it's got a half sleeve vibe situation.
Actually, I was like, shouldn't it be like full arms?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, actually, let's try something new. So the girls at Suave Maxia hooked it up for me. They're pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're always trying to be next level.
So now there's people dressing you, which means you made lots of money last year.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think people just think I'm super cool.
Yes.
You know? Where else do you see, like, a soul sister / house sister that is also hella edgy, hella spicy?
Everything.
Everything. Why not?
So here's a question. If you had to introduce yourself in January 2017, how would it differ from how you introduced yourself in January 2018?
Am I on stage making this?
Just like for the first time meeting someone, they say to you, so what are you about? And you answer as what 365 days ago versus now?
This is my introduction, January 2017. Oh, hi, my name is Lady X. So what do you do? Tell me about yourself. I am discovering myself. I am taking the leap. I am empowering myself as a black woman in the entertainment industry and in music. I am starting my own label and I'm going for it. That's me, January 2017.
And flash forward, I feel like you're about to take us to church on one of the first days of January. Flash forward to January 2018.
2018, January.
I did it.
Hi. I'm like, hey, how you doing? man, Lady X. You know, I am jazz, I am soul, I am house music. Do not box me. And I've kind of got this figured out now, but I'm going to get there. I just need some time, your support, little patience. But I'm getting there.
So yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. January 2017, oh my gosh, so much drama, man.
What was happening?
Well, I left my other label, the one I was signed to previously. I mean, it started with, I was supposed to be bought out by another label, which we cannot mention. I mean, I could, but I don't want to give them airtime. It just didn't work out for personal reasons. I felt like it was not going to be the label for me. And then I sat down with my label at the time, and they basically told me, look, we don't have the budget for what you want to do for the Lady X brand. Mm. And I was like, well, you kind of leave me no choice, because I've always felt like, you know, you guys have been holding me back in terms of what I've always wanted to do. And I can't be held back anymore. Mm. So I got to go.
Peace out.
So I left, was depressed for a little bit because I was freaking out because, you know, to be in the music game is really expensive. Mm. People think that, like, you just wake up and, like, you have a song, and then you have a, like, you're on radio, and then you have a music video. That's all money. Like, it doesn't just happen. Some people get lucky, but it's an everyday grind. There's PR involved. That's money. And at that time, that was money I didn't have. Mm. So I was a little bit depressed for a while. I needed to figure things out. And then everybody in my life kind of just band together, and they were like, honey, you're a queen. You can do this. Mm. Get the hell up. You know, we've cried with you. We've held your hand. It's time for action now. Mm. This is how we can help you. Start your own label. We will invest. Mm. And my family now has shares in my business. And I got into studio with Mojale Fateba. He was partners with the late Robbie Malinga when they started for the first 17 years.
Wow.
And he said to me, look, I believe you can do it. You've got the vocal capability to do it. Do Afro Soul. Why not? You're capable. And I will help you and do whatever I can.
And now she's sitting here in 2018. She's not just wearing the Ray-Bans. She's wearing the polarized ones.
Yes. Yeah. Get it together.
And you know they put a premium when they polarize that
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Standard. Tell him.
Hanging out with Lady X, it says here, not just vocally talented, a media background, being trained as a newsreader, radio presenter, TV presenter, an avid actress. And I have no doubt that you have ambitions beyond just music for the year ahead.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes. I would love to have a production company. I'd like to have my own production house. My music video is out at the moment, and I styled the music video myself. I've styled each and every music video, basically, and I've styled it myself, and my boyfriend co-directed it. We worked with Guerrilla Films. You know, also budget situations. You know, Guerrilla Films is deep. If you're shooting a music video with Guerrilla Films, like, it's hectic. So to cut costs, I had to do everything.
Yeah.
I had to style the video.
They had to help out direct.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I did my own makeup, you know, went, you know, the whole thing. I sourced to the location, because that's money, you know, getting them to source the location is... It's money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like another 10 G's down the line.
Yeah.
Found the location, did the wardrobe, everything.
Like, got it going.
Just had to do it.
And you and Bae have been in this relationship for a while now, right?
It's been a little bit. He's trying to marry me.
How do you know he's trying to?
Because he told me.
Okay, he hasn't gone down on one knee yet, though.
No, also...
Did you shut him down? Don't do that to a man.
No. Also, there's this thing of, like, ilobola. Yeah? You know, and I'm a little expensive, you
okay.
know? Okay. And if you're trying to wife me, you need to have a couple of milli for this lifestyle.
Millions.
You know what I'm saying? And also, like, for the laugh, you know?
Yeah.
And then also, I must be pregnant, and, like, you're trying to take me off the market. It's,
all of the
it's
things.
Deep, you know? And I got that education. Lobola's going to be deep. And I want both weddings, traditional white wedding. I want it all. So I was like, baby, let's make these millies first, and then we'll talk about marriage.
Okay, there you go. So apologies to Bae. He's got a 2018. He's going to be working the hardest.
No, he is working. He's definitely working.
Hanging out with the Lady X, more with her other side of this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So she's in the building. Did you have like a good festive season? Isn't this like, did you just coin it?
My God.
Usually
I got very fat.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Did your bank balance get, because this is when you should coin
no,
it.
I'm a smart girl.
Okay.
I'm a smart girl. Let's just say I wasn't broke in January.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just say I wasn't broke in January. I gained like just over 5 kilos in December. It got really rough. Maybe that's why I'm wearing tracksuits, because nothing else fits me. No, I can't.
Do you weigh yourself often?
I have to, because also on television you look really, really big sometimes. So also my clothes fit me a certain way, so if I am overweight, I don't look too nice in my clothes.
I'm always surprised by meeting people and then finding out how often they weigh themselves. I don't know why.
I do.
I can go like 6 months without weighing myself. I kind of do you track? Do you like keep...
No, I have to. Okay. I track.
Yeah.
Like I track. So my general happy weight is like 68. Like that's when I'm like, oh my God, you will see me naked all the time.
Best life.
Best life. So between 68 and if I get to 70, I'm like, oh my gosh, you need to chill. Like, I can't ever be
over
70.
What's 2 kilos? What's that going to...
It makes such a difference.
Huge difference.
I feel heavy.
Yeah.
So, I like to be 68.
Okay.
If I could be, like, a little bit below, I'd be very, very happy.
But now, how tied to it is your mood?
It does. So, when I'm a fat girl, I become very sad.
Okay.
Because I feel like I can't be out because I can't wear my clothes. And then, I feel like people can see, like, that I'm fat. It's a psyche thing. I don't feel good.
But do you eat more because you're stressed, or what is
I
it?
I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm an emotional eater. So
I think we all are. In 2018, everyone could admit they're emotional eaters.
I eat when I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I do. I eat if I'm unhappy. I eat. It's just not pretty.
So let's swing it into the music thing. And you were joking now that you've done every genre that there is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have not heard an opera song.
I actually did opera. I did opera. Like, but I would love to like release it. I think it would scare people. But also, luckily this is Cliff Central, so I can say these things. I smoke a little bit of reefer.
Yeah.
And all these years of smoking like a lot of reefer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my vocal accords kind of changed.
It does.
No, but it's not even the reefer. I on occasion when I'm naughty, I would have a cigarette.
I'm
going to
admit that I'm so uncool. I would assume that's weed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
smoked the herb, green t-shirts.
What did you call it? Reefer?
Reefer, green t-shirts.
You see how uncool I am?
No, but that's okay. I'm sure your mother will be very happy. Yes, I'm okay with the reefs, with the green t-shirts. But also, like, I went through, like, a period where I was smoking and I thought I was cool.
Mm.
Yeah, that affected my vocal cords. But when I warm up a lot, I can hit the opera.
But creatively, it helps you sort of, well, astronomically, right? Doesn't it?
I don't know. I think, well, it's like, I think after I got into studio and I started, like, you know, recording with a 5-piece band, I would rather do it sober.
Yeah,
no influence, no liquor, no weed, no nothing. Because sometimes maybe if you smoke, you know, every strain creates a different result. So like if you're going to be out here smoking indoor, outdoor, whatever it is, they all have different results.
But for writing, I've heard it's really great.
It is. It can be. It's also like about, like I said, it's about the strain that you're about to be smoking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I sometimes only like to write when I have like the melody and everything, because I overthink things. So I think, you know, having a sober state of mind is way, way better than, it's way, way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't overthink it. You just do what you need to do.
So now all these genres, and now have you settled though? Is this...
Have I settled into Afro soul, Afro pop, Afro jazz? Yes, but this is not to say I will not do a house track if I like it. If I like the instrumental that somebody sends to me, I will do it. I don't like to close myself off. I just want to make good music. I just want to make music that's going to last.
What's the difference in performing the different genres?
Oh, snap.
Besides, in fact, I just in my own head answered that. I mean, yeah, it's from the crowd.
Yeah, it's everything.
To the time
it's
of performance.
Every single thing. Yeah.
But what is, I mean, that must be quite cool though, to have the different experiences. Because with this catalog now, you're going to you cover like a lot of different audiences.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I like though. You know, when I perform Ikukulam, for example, it's... I have two different mics. I have like the mic stand, and then I have the, you know, the one that
headset,
you like, the headset. That's the Afro soul, Afro jazz side of me. I'm standing in one position. I'm very heavily emotional. And as usual, I'm barefoot. And yeah, that's what happens in the Afro side. When I'm doing house music, I am all over the stage. I am jumping up and down. I am sweating. It is crazy. And there's no 5-piece band there.
Yeah.
It's just myself and the DJ. And
that's
maybe
pretty
some
cool.
dancers. Yeah.
And I mean, from a financial perspective, this is great because now you get to do the early evening gigs and then the late gigs as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was actually talking to my PR lady because she does my radio sampling too. And I was asking her, yo, can I like release 2 songs of 2 different genres? She was like, well, that's going to be a bit of a problem because what happens right on radio is that the compiler chooses a song that he likes the most. So it's very risky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The only time that ever works is if you feature on someone else's song. So, you know, we can't always do what we
want.
But
gigs are going to be, I mean, this is great. You get the early evening slot with this,
I mean,
and you
look,
get the late now with that.
To tell you the truth, a huge reason why I wanted to do, you know, Afro soul and Afro jazz / Afro pop is I just wanted to do more mature things. I wanted to be booked in festivals. I wanted corporate gigs because, you know, they pay. Hello. I just wanted like bigger brands and serious brands to take note of me, you know, because, you know, the Afro genre is mass. I mean, yes, house is mass, but I want to talk to every age group.
Everybody.
Yeah.
What's the nicest, or maybe not nicest isn't the right word. What's the most interesting compliment you've been paid thus far? The one that just really pops. You know, you can see people commenting on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can have a moment after a show. The most, not necessarily the nicest, but the most interesting thing someone said to you in terms of how they've received you.
A lot of people, and which has really touched me and has shown me that I'm going the right way. And this is from, you know, TV performances, live performances, and people just watching me perform on TV or live have been saying, we really like your direction. We love the fact that you're growing and the maturity in your voice. Now we can really hear you. Now we can really hear, you know, the capabilities you have. For me, that's made me believe in what I'm doing and believe in the risk that I took. I actually just got a DM now from DJ Lamise, and she purely DJs house music, and she's only ever known me as a house vocalist. And she literally, because I took a video when I was outside before I came in here with you, and she checked it out and she DM'd and she just said to me, I really, really like this direction that you're taking, this more mature direction that you're taking. You sound amazing and your video looks incredible. This is your year and keep going, don't stop.
Beautiful.
And I was like, wow, okay. So for me, that's what it is. Whether it's people inside of the industry or just people that love what I'm doing, I just get touched every time somebody notices what I'm trying to achieve for myself.
So cool. Lady X, you've built up quite a big community of people that really dig you.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Hey, man, I just stay in my own lane and I do me. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, hey, man, I'm just doing me. Like, I'm not here to, you know, live for anybody else or to live a life for anybody else. I'm just doing me.
What's it taken to get you to that point?
What's it taken? My goodness.
A lot, right?
A lot.
Because it can chew you up and spit you out very quickly.
And I have been very close. I've been spat out. Oh my gosh, yeah. I have definitely been spat out. I have been used. I have been abused. I've experienced it all. And that's, I think, what's made me able to just like say, hey man, it's either you love me or you leave me alone.
Yeah, it's just like a booger love song.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Like, I don't know. Look, I'm kind of done, you know. In this game, it's easy to want to be like the other person that's doing really, really well. So it's very easy to lose yourself and try copy, you know, try be relevant, you know, do some ratchet ass things. Hashtag time is up. I've experienced, you know, everything from men thinking they can say certain things or attempt to do certain things. I've experienced being blocked. I've experienced it all. So that's what it's taken for me to get to where I'm like, hey man, I'm just doing me. If you fucks with me, you fucks with me. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah. That's
what it is. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been very cool to hang out with you. One big final line.
Yes.
Give it to us. Whatever it is, can be whatever you want it to be. The big takeaway.
The big takeaway. I just want to say to, you know, everybody that has a dream, don't give up. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but please don't stop, because it's actually in that minute and that moment that you decide to stop that you probably would have broken. And again, just one more line. My music video is out right now. It dropped like 3 weeks ago. It's on YouTube and it's about to start playing on all the channels. I just want to ask everybody to support me and, you know, follow my journey. And just also, can you just buy my music? Follow me on social media. Instagram, it's at Lady X on Vocals. Twitter, at Lady X on Vocals. And I've got a Facebook page, it's Lady X. Just keep following this beautiful soul sister.
Just follow.
Just buy my tickets. Oh, and I'm going to be doing a really, really cool... we're going into Valentine's Day.
Cool.
And you know, Google Lamy is all about love. Love story. I'm going to be doing a really amazing listening session of what I've been doing, like with the album and everyone I've been partnering with. I'm going to post exactly where it's going to be. It will be the Friday or Saturday or even Thursday of the Valentine's week. So you gotta be on my social media, and then you know it's gonna be amazing. Live band, live everything. It's gonna be insane.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Listen, Lady X, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes, I'll see you soon. CliffCentral.com.